joining us is Julie Slyster from CareCore Lifehouse. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Oh, I better put on the right mic.
I was going to say.
They switched up mics on me here. There we go. Welcome.
Welcome.
Good morning. Good to have you along.
Yeah, it's good to be here on a beautiful, sunny March day.
Oh, yeah.
We've been so spoiled.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
Let's talk about things that are going on over at the pantry. You seem to have a lot going on there.
Yeah, I haven't been here for a few weeks, so I'm happy to announce that our remodel is underway. We were able to get a grant, the CDBCV grant, with the City of Fremont, and we received $450,000 to begin that project.
That's great.
We're really excited because that building, what was originally built as stables, and then it was a mechanics shop.
Right.
And then it was, turned into a food pantry. Mm-hmm. So we're finding out there's several levels of cement. Pipes aren't the right size. It's always an adventure when you dig into a building that has served that many purposes. Mm-hmm. But we're very excited because we will have, right now we're not able to offer a lot of choice to people. We can offer choice in our fresh meats and fruits and vegetables, but on our non-perishable, we just aren't set up that way.
Okay.
With the remodel, we will be set up that way, so people will have some choice, which is good for a couple reasons. It's always good to be able to choose what you will and won't eat, and it eliminates waste, and then it also just builds some confidence in people who are coming in. Like, this is for them, and they have some choice. We are also going to add a drive-through in the back of the pantry.
Good deal.
So you'll come in on the south side and be able to drive through to the north. So anybody who is not able to stand in line will be able to access the drive-through. Donors will be able to just pull in. They won't have to pull, in the weather, if it's cold or rainy, get their stuff out and bring it in and wait for somebody to answer our buzzer. So we're very excited about that. It'll also serve as our garage because we have had our catalytic converter stolen a couple times, and there's really not a lot you can do to stop that other than get them in somewhere safe.
So
it'll be dual purpose. And lastly, I'm very excited we're adding a teaching kitchen.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll have six stations over there and then a teacher station. So what happens a lot of times, you guys, is we'll get fresh meat. Perfect example, a whole chicken.
Yeah, and what do you do?
Refuse it because they don't know how to cook it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And those chickens are wonderful that we get from Lincoln Premium Poultry.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. So we'll be able to offer a class
on how to
cook that. Or how to stretch their SNAP benefits with the food that we provide, meal ideas, healthy nutrition, stuff like that. So.
Now, will those be free to the
Absolutely.
People? That's great.
Yes, and we'll work with the community members. If there's somebody who needs to host a similar class and they need a place to do it, we'll have people come in. Or we already have interest with some of the community ladies in town who are good at cooking or taught home ec, who are willing to come in and do some things for us. So that's exciting.
Julie, can you give our listeners maybe an idea of how many people use the pantry on a weekly basis or daily?
Well, I just looked at the numbers in 2021. It was just under 8,000 people who came through the food pantry. So, if you break that down, it's a significant
number. Yeah, that is. That's a pretty big number. And you said you're in the middle of the remodel then. How long do you think it's going to take? A year?
No. Well, we're finding out that some of the lead items, I'm learning new language, are on back order.
Oh,
We're getting a giant walk-in freezer and refrigerator unit, and that's on I'll call it back order until August or September. So those are the things that will slow us down.
Yeah, as far as, you have, three different, I try to think of you as three different segments. You have the CareCore side where you're housing people, and then you also have Thriftology and then the pantry. So there's probably more than that.
Absolutely. But if we start with those basic needs, food, clothing, shelter.
Yeah.
We can go from there.
So on the shelter side, where do you stand now?
Oh, I'm excited to say we are back to 100% capacity. It's been since March of 2020 when COVID started. There was a lot of shifting and making, getting people in safe housing because we could not offer them a spot at the shelter, but that has changed.
That's great.
We're holding one room back for quarantine isolation, and that's for anybody who's sick with even the influenza, because if we can keep, mm-hmm. you know, that from spreading throughout, mm-hmm. that's yeah. just better for everybody.
Yeah. Any needs there right now?
Towels. We need towels, and we are really low on meat at the shelter. So if you have a roast that you thought you'd get to and you're not going to, we would love to have it, or anything like that. We would be able to use it. We are also in need of over-the-counter medications. The flu and cold season has kind of hit all mm-hmm. of us hard.
Yeah.
And it's just great to be able to offer that to people who are in shelter to relieve some of those symptoms for them.
Yesterday, I was showing Sherry over at Thriftology all the green stuff right. for St. Patty's Day.
He was. He goes, let's stop by and get some.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barb's got it all. She's ready for you. So come on in. Yeah. She got rid of all the Christmas and Valentine, and now we're getting already. It's March. Well, I can't believe it.
Right.
But, yeah, she has all the St. Patty's Day stuff out. And it's been so nice. People are coming in wanting spring clothes.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's a little bit trickery.
Yes, it
Nevertheless,
is.
Nevertheless, that's
it
what's
is.
Happening. So she is having a sale on all of her winter items. They're marked way down. And we have decided that Thursdays will be Thrifty Thursdays.
Very nice.
I like
that
it.
Exciting? Every Thursday, everything is half off of the already low marked price. So
oh my
stop
gosh.
In and, you know, if there's something that you've been eyeing and you thought, ooh, that's a little bit high, well, come in now. It's half price.
That's great.
I
on
like
Thursday,
it.
Which on Thursday, which we're open until 6 on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, what are the hours? Let's go through those, if
okay,
you remember.
Okay, so Monday through Friday, Wednesday? Except Thursday, is 10 until 4.
Okay.
Thursdays, 10 until 6. And then we are open on Saturdays from 10 until 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's got it all straightened out. She knows what she's talking
That's
about.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of numbers in there, so I have to stop and think that through. If you're wanting to donate, we accept donations on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the alley, which we now have great signs up, so drive by and look at them, between 11 and 3.
Nice.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you,
yeah, thank
Julie
you.
Slicer, a marketing person for CareCorps and Lifehouse right here in Fremont. You can always check things out on your she has one more thing. Oh, one more.
Sorry that you said marketing, and that made me think I should let everybody know we do have a position available open at CareCorps Lifehouse for fundraising and media specialist. Mm. So if that's something you would be interested in.
Sherry.
Stop.
Please check us out on Facebook.
Give me a couple of weeks.
Right
I might want to go, you know what? I don't think I want to work with Chris anymore.
Sorry to interrupt, but I had to.
I'm glad
no
you did
problem.
That.
No problem.
That's
all
good.
All right. Thank you, Julie. We appreciate you coming in and giving
Thank
us all a lot of good information. Yeah,
Thank
a lot
you.
Of good stuff. All right, 8:58. How about we finish up with a song here, huh?
Okay, sounds good.
Little Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani helping us out on our Thursday morning here on the Fremont's Morning Mix.